Welcome to Green Team Talks, presented by Lead 'Em Up, empowered by Chick-fil-A. Groups are special because together they can bring out the best in one another. But if you're not careful, they also have the ability to bring out the worst. Take, for example, the group of kids in my neighborhood. Individually, they are each incredible kids. Well-mannered, respectful, very polite. None of which surprises me because I know their parents and they're great too. Yet I find something interesting takes place when they get around each other. When the group of 5 to 6 get together, they begin to bring out the worst in each other. You begin to notice that their language changes, their behaviors change, they get into things they shouldn't. They're more concerned with getting their friend to laugh than doing what is right. Being cool becomes the number one focus at all costs. When they do something that may require an apology, they laugh instead of apologizing. In moments where they should include others, they do the opposite and leave others out to get a laugh from their peers. They clown each other instead of supporting one another. The list goes on. Across the board, they are better alone than they are as a group. What a shame. But it makes me think, what about you? You personally, what about you? How different are you alone compared to when you are with the group? In sports, groups are called teams. And just like the example I shared a moment ago, individuals either become better or worse when they get around the team. So it's so important we discuss this as a team. This team. Your team. Do each of you become better when you're around the team? Does the team bring out the best in one another? Here's a couple questions to help you frame it a little better. Do you work harder when you're alone or when you're with your teammates? Are you more locked in when you're working alone and tend to goof off more when you're around the team? Or does the team help you get to a point from a focus standpoint that you can't get to on your own? Do you have better character when you're alone compared to when you're with your teammates? Or would people say you're one way by yourself in a completely different way around your teammates? Does your schoolwork suffer when you're around your teammates? Or do they help emphasize and reinforce the need to do your work? See, these questions could continue, but the reality is this. If the group, the team, consisting of your teammates, is not getting everyone better, you're missing out on the beauty of a team. The beauty of a team is that when done correctly, it can help elevate each of you to levels you couldn't get to on your own. Let me repeat. When done correctly, teams can help elevate each of you to levels you couldn't get to on your own. So you need to do an assessment. We need to do an assessment. Each of you, together as a team, and ask yourself, does the team, your teammates around you, are they helping you or hurting you? Is being around them getting you better, or does being around them bring out your worst? We don't want to miss out on the beauty of a team. We need to talk about this and we need to get this right. You see, green teams have these discussions because building a green team takes work. So it's time to go to work. Let's go.